California Real Estate Headlines. California Agent Commission Guide, How Earnings Per Sale Are Shifting. Allied Schools has published a comprehensive guide exploring real estate agent commission rates, income factors, and legal changes affecting per sale earnings in California. Understanding current commission structures and emerging trends helps California agents navigate evolving compensation models and stay competitive in their local markets. Review the full commission breakdown and legal updates at http://alliedschools.com/blog/what-commissions-do-real-estate-agents-make. California Real Estate Headlines. ParcelQuest updates CA property data daily for real estate pros. ParcelQuest is the sole online provider of the most current California property data, refreshed daily. Real estate professionals in CA need timely, accurate property information to make informed decisions and serve clients effectively. Visit http://parcelquest.com/ to access the latest CA property data. California Real Estate Headlines, How CA Real Estate Commissions Work, What Agents Make, and Who Pays. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission-based pay as a percentage of a home's sale price and who covers the cost. California agents navigating competitive, high-value markets need clarity on commission structures to effectively communicate value to clients and manage their own income expectations. Review Bankrate's breakdown of agent fees and commissions to sharpen your client conversations. http://bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions/. California Real Estate Headlines. What's the average CA real estate commission rate? HomeLight breaks down agent fees. HomeLight published an explainer on how California real estate commission rates work and what sellers can expect. California agents need clarity on commission benchmarks to set competitive expectations with clients and stay transparent in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown at .homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-california/. California Real Estate Headlines. CA Realtor commissions dip below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found California's average real estate commission at 5.47%, below the national 5.70% average. For California real estate professionals, understanding this below national benchmark helps inform competitive pricing and client conversations in your market. Review the full commission data at the source URL to see how your local market compares. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.